FGM is female genital mutilation. It's also called female circumcision in some countries, and it's basically cutting of the female genitalia.
Can you tell me about some of the effects of undergoing FGM?
Well, the physical effects are extremely tough and difficult. In addition to the mutilation itself, it can prevent girls from having healthy sexual lives when they grow up, when they get married. The pain of FGM can be debilitating, and the pain can last for a long, long time. In addition, there are very deep-rooted psychological impacts as well. Women feel that they are not whole. They feel that they cannot integrate into society. They feel scarred by it. And in many ways, it can be seen as, violence against women, deprivation of a girl's rights.
The report just came out saying that 92% of women aged 15 to 49 have been circumcised in Egypt. Is this the highest number in the world?
It's one of the highest numbers in the world. The prevalence rate in Egypt is extremely high. And even though FGM is criminalized by law in Egypt, there was a law that came into being in 2008, it is still very much a part of deep-rooted social norms and highly prevalent in Egypt.
You mentioned that FGM has been criminalized in Egypt since 2008, but has this made any difference at all?
Well, FGM was criminalized in 2008, and while the legislation is in place, much more needs to be done in terms of surveillance to actually catch would-be perpetrators. Much more needs to be done on implementing the law itself. The first case actually last year, it was a landmark year, 2014, because the first case on a 13-year-old girl who actually lost her life to FGM was brought up in one of Cairo's criminal courts. That case was actually dismissed and then was reinstated. And we as the UN had put out quite a strong statement actually asking for the perpetrators to be brought to justice and for the legislation to be strengthened. So there is considerable work to be done, because even though it is criminalized by law, the practice continues.
Do you think that men can play a role in eradicating this practice?
Oh, absolutely. And I wanted to share with you a recent trip that I made to a governorate in Upper Egypt called Aswan. I visited a village called Naga El Hagar, which is one of the villages where UNDP, leading this joint program that I mentioned, is working with. We are working with civil society members. And I visited a small performance that was done. It was actually a small kind of a theater. They had taken a classroom, and there was a small number of people who were acting out a play to members of that particular village who had come to listen in on why this practice is so harmful. And the messages that were coming out of that particular play was that everybody has a role in combating FGM. And after I watched that play, I heard incredibly moving testimonials from men and women on how, in one particular case, I remember this man talking about a situation where he has four daughters, where three of them had undergone FGM, and he had heard about this program in this village, and he visited the civil society organization that we are working with, and he listened to the stories of other families, and he decided, he had a consultation with his mother-in-law and with his wife, and he decided not to undergo the practice. So I think the biggest advocates to talk about this very harmful practice is the community themselves. What we can do in the UN is to provide the support, but it's men and boys and women, young girls being able to speak out.